This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Doesn't it look right, Aaron? We got everybody in the home. We got in our own uniforms here, right?
It's so good, isn't it? It's so good. Thank you, baseball, for fixing that little snafu we had there for a few years.
So good.
Players wore their own jerseys last night. It was settled on a home run derby, a swing-off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, baseball did all right last night in the All-Star game, I guess.
It also was only the second time in 13 years that the NL's won. Which is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not really?
I don't know.
Coincidence?
The NL was favored. The Sharps knew.
Oh, were they?
The Sharps knew.
Hmm.
I don't know. National League wins. Kyle Schwarber 3-for-3 in a swing-off. It's pretty cool.
Is the baseball All-Star game the only one that doesn't get the how do we fix the blank All-Star game treatment?
I think so, because the baseball All-Star game, what do you get? You get Paul Skenes trying to mow down the other side.
Right.
And
right.
He pitches an inning or whatever. These stars go out there and pitch an inning. And
Kershaw, it was like two batters right before he walked off to a standing ovation.
Yeah. So I think the baseball All-Star game you have, it really is what All-Star competitions are supposed to be. Whereas, you know, in the NHL or NBA, it's here comes McDavid and a goalie might jokingly try to make a save. Like, okay. You're not in there for the grind where... You know, baseball is a series of, especially pitcher batter, one-on-one matchups. Like, all right, yeah, I'm going to try and hit this guy's stuff. And here's Skenes, you know, trying to hit 104 on the gun last night. So,
yep.
I think baseball has a pretty good All-Star game. When baseball's was thought to be broken, are you old enough for this? Are you old enough to remember when the tie happened in Milwaukee and they just called the game?
No.
Okay, is that like 2001? When is that? It's in Milwaukee.
And they just said it's a draw?
Yeah.
And they left it at that?
They just ended the game. They called it.
Okay, so that must be then before they had the rule of the winner would get home field in the World Series?
That's what made that change.
Oh,
baseball's
okay.
All-Star game had...
It was 2002. 7-7 in Milwaukee.
It's extra innings in Milwaukee, and it's the All-Star game, and you're running out of players, and Bud Selig in the game is like, folks, it's over.
Bud Selig did?
It was there.
Like the commissioner went down and said this
pretty
is
much,
over?
Pretty much. They just ended the
Come
game.
On.
They ended the game. Imagine you're at an All-Star game. It's tied. And they just walk out and say, like, that's it. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're good here. And after that, you know, a big, huge blowback to this is broken. What can we do? And then they made home field in the World Series tied to who won the All-Star game.
Right.
Which... You want a July 16th topic? What's the worst idea in the history of sports that actually got put into play?
Are you saying it's that?
You want to try and beat it? It
was that bad?
Home field advantage in the World Series went to the winner of the All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
It's Every time I say it, I kind of can't believe we lived through a time where it happened.
It's a long time, too, wasn't it?
It was a long time.
Like, that just got written, was it only a couple years ago that they stopped that?
It was a long time, and not only was it a long time, Fox, which had the All-Star game, I can still crystal clear remember, this time it counts. Trying to talk about how the All-Star game was so important because, big one here, who's going to get home field in the World Series? I just want to keep saying it.
Mm-hmm.
What's a worse idea in the history of sports that's been implemented? I have a short answer for that. It's the offside challenge in the NHL, of course. But there aren't that many. Should we do this? Yeah, let's do that. Reviewing pass interference in the NFL was pretty high on the list. Worst ideas. It lasted a year.
How many times, though, did it ever end up mattering to where people were mad because retroactively you looked back and said, this team won in Game 7 only because they had home field because of the All-Star game
World Series? That kind of never happened because we all just, in July,
we forgot.
Found out who was going to host Game 7 potentially.
Yeah.
And before that, I don't know if they were alternating or if they were doing best record, but...
Man, was there a year where one team was so much better than the other one that had made it, but the team with the worst? Remember when the Nationals made the World Series and like their record wasn't that good in the regular season? They win it, but did they have home field?
Somebody out there is going to remember that. I don't.
Maybe it did happen.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean the AL won 10 in a row or whatever it was. They won a lot.
Right.
So home field advantage in the World Series was consistently going to the American League during that time. But I think it was the American League, whatever. Anyway, that happened. That happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't believe it passed. Like, whoever mentioned it for the first time and all the owners like, oh, it's a great idea.
It's not that consequential.
Because most teams don't have to deal with it.
Right. Yeah. It's going to come down to two teams. And, I think the previous was they just alternate.
Yeah.
So, I'm not even sure. I might have, in 2002, supported the idea because it's the baseball All-Star game. They're trying anything they can to get people to care about it. But you're right.
It happened five times. It happened five times that they went to Game 7.
Okay, so five times the location of that game was determined by the Major League Baseball All-Star game result.
Yep. Yes, that's right.
Kind of nuts. Jerry and Kenmore. Hey, Jerry, good morning.
You know what's funny is you're talking about there's a lot of controversy about Jacob Mizorowski making the team. They want people to watch the All-Star game. Do you think more people watch it because Jacob Mizorowski, this 22-year-old phenom out of Milwaukee, was there, or some veteran who had been in the league 8 years and deserved to play in an All-Star game? It's the league. Why do leagues not do what fans want them to do on certain things. Like the NHL, it's 3-2-1. It's the way the brackets are set up in the playoff. Home whites. Last night, they wore the right uniforms for the first time, and I can't remember how long. You're trying to sell a brand and recognize players. Well, nothing recognizes players more than their real uniform that they have on.
Yep.
The All-Star game is just better play. Why are leagues so reluctant to do what the fans want them to do?
It's a good question. I kind of forgot. The whites at home in the NHL might end up actually happening.
The answer to that is the same. We've always had the explanation for why they made that switch in the NHL, if I'm not mistaken on that. It's the same as when we're trying to figure out these Bills rivalries jerseys and what they're going to do with these new jerseys. I told you, they're going to have color because color sells. Mm-hmm. Why did the NHL shift to home whites not happening and road whites?
Mm-hmm.
Because to sell your jersey, they want your team to wear your color.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to a game, your team wears blue. Go buy blue. People buy blue jerseys more than they buy white jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
People buy red jerseys more than they buy. Like, think about, of all the jerseys you've ever seen, Bills, Sabres.
Yeah.
What percentage would you estimate are the colored ones instead of the white ones? 90?
Mm-hmm.
80%?
Like the ones they've ever had?
I'm saying if you go
or
to...
Or the ones
you,
that have if, been
if,
sold?
If 20,000 sports fans were asked to go downtown today in jerseys that they own, what percentage of them are colored rather than white?
It's probably, it's the majority.
The large majority.
75%.
75% is, maybe conservative. Colored jerseys sell more than white jerseys sell.
Like, I will admit personally, I'm going to be in that minority because of the jerseys I own, most of them are white. Like, the only Bills jersey I own right now is a white 60s throwback Fred Jackson jersey. I have 3 Sabre jerseys, and they are all white.
Throwbacks
I have
don't
a Team
count.
USA jersey that's a white jersey. I have the red Afinagenoff jersey.
Yeah.
I have the black Afinagenoff jersey. All right, so I have 2 colored jerseys.
Yeah.
Now, but that's probably in the minority.
I don't know if it's something in each person or if it's just I'm afraid I'm going to spill ketchup on my jersey.
There's that too.
Because I don't wear white clothing because of kids. Like, right now, if I wear anything white, it's going to be destroyed in 5 minutes.
The Bills I saw, maybe this is because of the farewell season, they came out with a line of throwback stuff that I saw. And the jerseys they're selling are the white. I think of them as the Super Bowl 25 uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jim, Bruce, and Thurman. And I saw those, and I'm like, that's... Those look clean. They look really good.
Oh, he did it. He did the thing.
What?
You have to say it when a jersey comes out. You got to say it's clean.
Oh, yeah.
This is a jersey.
This is coming out. Though.
This is a jersey from 1990. Yeah. And in 2025, look at you. That's so clean.
It really is, though.
This jersey's so
clean. Well, because
clean.
How many times do you see a 90s throwback jersey? This is your point. Anytime you see somebody wearing a 90s throwback jersey at a Bills game, isn't it always the colored one? It's always the colored one.
That might be right.
Like, you'll see, like, a Josh Allen white jersey sometimes, but if it's a Thurman Thomas jersey or a Jim Kelly jersey, it is never white. And now they're selling them.
803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR is Give716. You can go to give716.org to see what the hourly, bonuses are, what's going on with that. Today, it's Trusted Talent giving $1,000 grants as people make their donations as well. And at 8 o'clock, the first 100 owners get tickets to Bills preseason games, $117.60. You get Bills preseason tickets, and that's sponsored by Wegmans. So that starts at 7 o'clock this morning as part of Give 716 Day. You can give us a ring, 803-0550. A home run derby settles baseball last night, and people liked it. Feels like people are ready to take the baseball all-star game, for the fun that it might be, which is a good sign. Give us a ring here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.